So you recently retired from the Kansas Geological Survey as its director, and I guess you're out looking for some part-time work because you've reapplied to measure water wells in western Kansas.
I haven't just reapplied. I just got notice that I actually got the job. So I
it's a part-time.
Well, it's limited term appointment, whatever contract that means. It's full time for a couple of weeks, I think, but it's probably going to be about a week, I would guess.
So you're going back to work for the survey. What is it exactly you're doing in western Kansas?
Well, this is part of the annual water level measurement program where we go out and measure a few over 500 wells, along with the Division of Water Resources from the State Board of Ag. And the idea is to go out every January, get them the same time every year, go to the same set of wells every year, and get water level measurements so you get some idea of what the regional trends are doing. And it may be part of the reason I'm going to continue to do it is after a time you get used to going to the same wells over and over again, you get to actually kind of know the wells, you know which ones are hard to measure, which ones are easier, which ones you have to do certain things to get into them. So having some experience is somewhat beneficial in that process.
Who does this benefit?
I think it's pretty critical because for the people of the state of Kansas in general, and particularly for people who are in the water management world, because, you know, there have been conversations in this state for 30, 40 years about what we do about the Ogallala Aquifer. And most of these wells, 90% of them are in the High Plains Aquifer that the Ogallala is part of. If you're going to manage something, you got to know what it is you're managing. You got to know how quickly it's being depleted, where it's coming back up, where it's being depleted more slowly, how well your management techniques are affecting it. There's an area in northwestern Kansas where people have voluntarily cut back on the amount of water that they use. These measurements are critical to helping them understand how well that's working.
That's so, the Lima?
Yeah, in Sheridan County. Yeah. So it's useful in terms of water management. Banks like that information so they know how much money to loan. Even landowners themselves are always interested in the results. So it's critical to the management of what I think is the most important natural resource that the state has. And maybe part of the reason I'm continuing to be involved is just I think water issues are such a big deal in the state. I think that data is so important that I like being part of it. So.
And you've been measuring water wells, you and others, you yourself on and off for 20 years?
Since the early 90s, I think. And then a lot of these wells were measured by other people prior to that. Some of these measurements go back to the 50s and 60s. And so it's really nice to have those measurements year after year after year.
Yeah. I know you don't have the data in front of you, but from the first time we started measuring wells in the Ogallala Aquifer area, how much is depleted now in the aggregate? Have we lost 100 feet of water in some areas? Have I not read that over the years?
Well, yeah, and the first thing I'd say is you can't really make any kind of blanket statement about this thing. All right, I mean, there are parts of the aquifer where you've seen declines of 100 feet or more, but there are an awful lot of the parts of the aquifer where the decline has not been that great. It's highly variable from place to place to place. It depends a lot on how much water you start out with. There also sort of arrives a point when you've sort of hit the bottom of the barrel in terms of what you can produce with a high volume irrigation well. You know, the declines may not be that great anymore, but that doesn't mean you can go back and pump. But yeah, there are certainly places where you'll see declines greater than 100 feet, but there are a lot of places where you don't see declines that great because you don't start off with that much to begin with. So It's real variable.
And it's variable because the aquifer itself is like a huge underground sponge, little pockets of water here and there.
Yeah, the analogy that I think everybody wants to use, the bathtub analogy, but that sort of, like it's a big underground bathtub mm-hmm. full of water, that sort of implies if you put a straw in Garden City, you could lower the water table, say, in Colby. Well, it doesn't work like that. And the better analogy most people use nowadays is an egg crate. And there are pockets here, pockets there. It's just highly variable from place to place across the thing. Yeah.
When does it start? When does it end?
It starts, this is all weather permitting, starts January 3rd. And it just depends on how well things go. Last year, the weather was really good and you get done in 4 or 5 days. Some years, if it's snowy and really cold, it can take you may have to go back out even again in March. The biggest problem is if it snows a lot between now and then, just getting access to these wells is problematic. Trying to get through the snow drifts and locate the things is a little bit of a problem. If the weather is like today where it's 50 degrees outside, it's actually fun. I enjoy doing it on days like that. But boy, there are an awful lot of days that it's not like that in this process. So, but hopefully 4 or 5 days and our part will be over.
And this data that the survey collects and has been collecting for decades now, that's one of the tools that the administration uses in its water vision plan.
Yeah, the state has gone through a pretty exhaustive process the last couple of years of a water visioning process, basically trying to sort of plan for 50 years out. And that data is just absolutely central to making those plans. And in fact, I think one of the things about Kansas that really stands out in this particular world is a lot of our water depth to water data and water use data is of such high quality that we tend to get a lot of attention as a result. Yale University last summer released a fairly major study of the economic impact of the decline in the aquifer in Kansas. And they chose Kansas because Kansas had such high quality data for such a long period of time that they could look at us in ways that they couldn't go look at other states like Nebraska, wherever. So you can make the argument the better data have, the better management you can have. Now that sort of implies then once you've got that data, then you're going to make management decisions based on it. That doesn't necessarily always follow, but you certainly can't make those management decisions without the data. So it's the critical first step.
Rex Buchanan, water well measurer and former director of the Kansas Geological Survey, now called Director Emeritus. Thanks for joining us.